Hello. It's been a while. Firstly, I would like to apologise for leaving you without an episode for so long. It's all been happening here. Without too much preamble, I've got something to share with you. I have taken the decision to finish writing the Schoolies podcast, effective immediately. It was a lockdown project, started by my two good friends, Steve and Jacob, who wanted me to try podcasting and paid for me to do a course. This was amazingly good fun. And I loved learning a new skill. The concept of the podcast was a good one, and unique. Maybe a little too unique to ever be popular or successful. One of the benefits of lockdown was that people tended to be home, and were looking for any excuse to talk to somebody who wasn't in their immediate family or bubble. I recorded the bulk of my episodes in the early part of 2021, just before the hammer blow of my Huntington's disease diagnosis. That set me back. I got back on the horse in 2022, before I got yet another horrid shock, and that was losing my wonderful dad. Nothing really prepares you for the ways that grief can get under your skin and turn you inside out, and I sank into a deep depression. I was able to access counselling, and though this helped, I'm still figuring out my relationship with grief. A great help in this time was my friends, my family, my beautiful wife, and in terms of podcasts, one thing that really helped me through was Carrie Ad Lloyd's wonderful Griefcast, and I would have dearly loved to have had her on the show, but alas, no response from her agent. And on that note, why am I quitting? Well, I used to cold call guests and hope they'd be interested enough to give an indie podcast a shot. And some people did, and I was heartened when people got back to me, even if it was just to say, sorry, not for me. Dead air was more common, and way more dispiriting. I'd set this trap for myself, really. I needed guests, because that was the format, and I suppose I was hoping one day I'd get the tipping point guest, who would champion my podcast and send it into the stratosphere. And then I woke up. Every other celebrity has their own show these days, and they don't have to do any editing or hold down a real job. How can I compete? My USP is that I am a teacher, and so I can provide something else when talking about education, but because of that, and more recent developments, my time is not my own. And the final bit of news is a good one. For those of you that know me well, I became a father in December of 2023. She's absolutely gorgeous. And a handful. And we are so in love. It's made me take stock of what's important. And while I enjoyed the interviews, and I enjoyed some of the editing, and I enjoyed massively getting to know some of my fellow podcasters, who I hope I'll stay in touch with, I think the toil began to outweigh the enjoyment. Contacting guests, arranging meetings, postponing meetings, realising I was too tired to do it justice, and then every now and again being left with no shows. It can easily ruin your appetite. I won't lie, the group of people that I met was largely through what I will always call Twitter, and since it turned to X, I thought it became a very inferior platform for meeting fellow creatives. But I have made some, I hope, lasting connections through them, and it's really helped me understand that I don't care if I have a very small following. A following of any kind is worth holding on to. And before I sound too self-pitying, it was my idea to make this an interview-based podcast, and I felt that I became pretty good at putting my guests at ease and getting them to open up, and maybe one day I will be able to do something of this nature again. But for now, I think my enthusiasm and energy has run its course. So, I want to say a huge thank you for listening and for being my fans. I hope this isn't the end of my time on the mic. I do have a cunning plan for a completely different project that will maybe be a little less labour intensive and just something I can do for fun. One thing's for sure, I don't plan on doing any more social media, any more networking, any more promotion of my own podcast. whatever it is that I do next, I'm just going to put it out there and walk away. And if it's good, I'll know about it. If it's bad, it doesn't really matter. But from the heart, I'm proud of what I've achieved with this podcast. And I know that someone like my dad, he did listen to a few of the episodes, and I know that he was really thrilled that I was putting something out there, something that he could listen to. And so thank you for giving me a bit of a purpose and reminding me that, you know, it's okay to feel the way that I sometimes do. And all of you indie podcasters out there who are doing things the hard way, and doing it while holding down a job and, you know, dealing with real life, well done you. And I hope that I get to hear from you again sometime soon and maybe even collaborate with some of you. But that's all from me. The classroom is empty. The sun slants in on vacant desks. And there's gum under the chairs. But before I clean the board for a final time, thank you again for supporting the show. I've been Mr. James. Class dismissed.